Good morning, Professor. Sorry if I surprised you. I know we're not scheduled to meet until 4 today, and it's 9:17, so I'm 7 hours early. but you did say students could stop by and talk to you anytime we have a problem related to your class, and I have a problem. And while it's not technically related to your class, it is an issue brought on by one of your assignments. So, I'm pretty sure that it fits within the parameters. Don't worry, I'll explain. Can you sit? Sorry, I'm not my usual self right now. I haven't slept at all. It's not like I maintain the best sleep habits in general, so missing a full night of sleep really hits me. I didn't mean to stay up. I was trying to start working on my outline for your essay. Yeah, find a piece of performance art that moves you in some way and write a 5-page essay explaining how the artist uses non-traditional mediums to evoke an emotional response. I still can't believe you assigned that. This isn't an art class, Professor. It's not even the same wing as the arts classes. I didn't think that I would have to know anything about the art to do well in this class, and I know that this assignment was meant to challenge us and force us to think outside the box, but I'll be honest with you, this one was a curveball for me, and I don't do well with academic curveballs. Yeah, especially when they're thrown by professors that I've been working so hard to impress all semester. But anyway, I know absolutely nothing about performance art, which means I know less than nothing about quote-unquote moving performance art. So I started where I always do, with research. I googled most impactful performance artists, and I started sorting through the results, and most of what I found was bad, like really bad, sir. It was reductive, and it was self-indulgent and ostentatious for the sake of being ostentatious, and frankly, it was a waste of arts endowment money that could have been going to far more productive causes. But then I found it. Something different. Something that moved me. The one I found was Abramovich standing in a room with a crowd of people around her and cutting herself open to confront her lifelong fear of blood. Yeah, it's not pretty, but I also think it's kind of beautiful and exciting and chilling and heartbreaking in a weird way. And I had such a strong reaction to the mere idea of this performance that when I was reading about it, I knew I had to write about those feelings, which is good. I have a topic. That's progress, right? But then, naturally, I couldn't figure out why the idea of this performance made such an impact on me. So I had to go back to Google, and I started reading interviews with Abramovich about this experience, and reading reviews from people who attended, and art world dissections from critics, and then I came across a quote that hit me in a weird way. Here, I have it in my notes, just give me a second. Got it. I hate it, Abramovich says of pain. Even if I'm cutting garlic and by accident cut my finger, I really don't like it. I don't like anything painful. I love life. I'm not interested in dying. I'm staging these difficult situations in front of the public, using the energy of the public in order to figure out and get free from these fears. I forgot that I highlighted get free from these fears. So I read that, and my first thought was that I get it. And then my brain started going a million miles a minute because what does that mean? I'm not a masochist, and I don't get it. I don't know what she's talking about at all. Do I? I don't think I do, but I don't know. Maybe I do. And I could feel myself wanting to open another tab and write masochism and start searching and figure out if this is something I really do understand, but I stopped myself because I think too much. I always have. And when I remember the times in my life that I've had pleasant pain inflicted upon me, what I liked about that pain is how it stopped me from thinking so much. And so I just sat there all night, and I thought about how cathartic it must have felt for Abramovich to stand in that room with all of those people and run that blade across her skin. About the fear and the anticipation and the moment right before when she took that last breath to steel herself, screwed her eyes shut, and then the moment right after when the pain sets in and blocks everything away, but you're so proud of yourself for surviving that you don't even feel it. I need to know if that feels the way I think it does. Well, not that exactly. I have no interest in self-harm or in sharing my cathartic experiences with complete strangers, but I do need to know what the release of being cut with a blade feels like. Since your assignment is what pushed me towards needing this information in the first place, and because I was doing just fine without knowing this about myself before yesterday, I think you should be the one to cut me with a knife right now. So that's why I'm here early. I sanitized it and I wore a skirt because I'm thinking that the best place to cut is my inner thigh. That way the scars will be easy enough to hide. I'll just toss more yoga pants into my outfit rotation for a while. If you're worried about blood getting on your chair, there's a towel in my backpack and appropriate? No, sir. I can be completely honest and say that I do not think that this is appropriate at all. But you're the only person I feel comfortable asking. I've thought about this a lot. I think about everything a lot. I'm pretty sure I am a masochist. But I don't want to do this to myself because that feels like something different to me. And you're the only person I can think of that I can trust enough to do this. You're a good person, sir, and I think you're the right person for this. I trust you. So, come on. Let's get this over with so you can go back to doing whatever you had planned to do before I barged in here and dumped all of this on you, and I can finally get some answers and then get some rest. Because I'm starting to think that sleep deprivation is kicking in a little. I've only been sleeping maybe 4 or 5 hours a night for the past few days anyway, because I'm so busy. And not sleeping at all last night is really making me feel the cumulative effects of not getting my full 8 hours. Oh, right. Okay, you're here, in front of me, and we're gonna do this. Do we need like a safe word thingy or? Okay, good. So if I say no or stop, you'll stop? Cool. Good. I knew I could trust you with this, sir. You're just looking at me. Oh. I have to spread my legs, don't I? No, yeah, of course I knew. I wore a skirt and everything. God, why am I so nervous? This was my idea. Okay. Is that good, sir? Should I close my eyes? I don't know if watching makes it better or worse. I don't even know if I want to make it better or worse. Close my eyes? Will you hold my leg down for me while you do it? Just so I don't squirm and make you accidentally nick something important down there. I like the way your hand feels on my thigh. Yes, sir. I'm ready whenever you are. That wasn't so bad. Not quite what I expected, but it's okay. Whew. Can I open my eyes now, or? Oh, the other side? Yeah. Yeah. I guess now that you mention it, I do feel kind of uneven. So, yes. Please do the other thigh as well. Same spot. Great. Cool. Okay. That was nice. That was really nice. Oh. Oh, come on. So you didn't even really break the skin. No wonder I didn't feel that like I thought I would. That's not how I expected it to feel at all. That was nothing. Are you kidding me? You. Oh. You're not done. That was a warm up. Sensitize my skin for. Oh. Oh, okay. I see what you mean. When you run the flat edge of the blade across my skin, now it feels so much more intense than I would have imagined. Another cut? Yes. Harder? Of course. I'll close my eyes. I'll close my eyes and. Oh! Oh! Okay. Now that's a little closer to what I was expecting. Oh! To the other side. I really, really like this. Again, please. And can you go slowly when you do it this time? I really want to savor the feeling of you pressing a knife into my skin and just letting all that tension run out. Hurt. Oh my God. Please do the other side. Please. Wow. No, nothing's wrong. I just. This is even more inappropriate than I thought it was before. Because I can feel myself getting very, very wet right now. And I'm starting to worry that the spot's gonna show up on my panties, and you'll know exactly how much this is affecting me. Well, that answers that question. I am definitely a masochist. I am also definitely into having my incredibly sexy professor cut me open. Cool. Good to know. Well. This has been great. I've taken up enough of your time already, so I'll just clean up and then I'll be on my way. Oh. Wow. I actually kind of like the way that looks. Anyway, thanks for all of your. Oh. You okay, Professor? You look angry. I'm sorry, have I done something wrong? I didn't mean to upset you. I just really needed an answer and I didn't know where else to go. And I'm sorry if you just did something that you weren't comfortable with or if I've crossed some kind of line or I don't know. If you want. Oh. Oh. You're not angry. You're hard. This turned you on too. I wondered if it would. I mean, I had a feeling earlier when I was telling you how much I suffered with the initial essay topic. You seemed almost happy to see me struggling. You're a sadist. Is that why you assigned such difficult work to poor, overachieving little girls like me, Professor? Because you love watching us work so hard to impress you? I want to impress you, sir. And if you let me, I'll try my best to take care of that for you before I go. I mean, it's only fair, right? I kind of forced you to do that, and it wouldn't be right to leave you here. Not like this. And besides, we've already done something totally inappropriate, so why shouldn't we just take advantage of breaking the rules? I was thinking I could, well, suck your cock, Professor, to show my thanks for teaching me something I needed to know about myself. May I please suck your cock, sir, to say thank you? Oh. Oh, no, it's nothing. When I bent my legs to kneel, it kind of stretched the skin out across my thighs, and it reopened the cuts a little. No. Don't worry at all. I actually kind of like the way it feels. I spent so much time thinking about your cock, but oh, my imagination just couldn't do it justice, sir. So hard for me already. Is this because of me? Did you get this hard from having a student spread her legs in your office? From holding her thighs open and cutting her, watching her react to a knife for the very first time. I thought you would. The same way I sensed having my thighs held open as you cut into my skin would make me wet. I could feel it. I don't know how or why, but I just knew. Maybe that's why I'm so drawn to you. Because I could tell that you or I, we have this in common. This primal instinctive need to inflict and receive pain. You need to hurt people, don't you, sir? And I need to be hurt. I need you to hurt me. Be rough with me. I can take it. I can take it, I promise. I want to take it for you. Please. Your brie cum tastes so good. I just want to lick it off the head and kiss it. May I touch myself, sir? I'm so fucking wet. I just need... Thank you, sir. I'll just move my panties out of the way. Harder, sir. I need you to be rough with me. I know I'm already gagging, but I don't care. Please fuck my face. Please. I want to feel your cock in my throat. I want it to hurt. I want you to hurt me, please. I can take it, please. God, yes. Oh, just like Like pretty down here. With tears and spit all over my face. And my thighs slick with wetness. Blood. I'm a mess, sir, but I'm your mess. Your cock touch my throat. Oh God. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh, please come on my face, sir, please. Oh, cover me with your cum. Mark me. I want you to mark me in every way. Please, sir, make me a mess. Oh, I want to make a mess for you. I don't even know what to say. I know I should get cleaned up, but I kind of just want to sit here and enjoy being a filthy little mess on the floor of your office for a second. Do I look pretty? All covered in your cum, Professor. Thank you so much, sir, for everything. I can't tell you how much your help means to me. I felt like I was going insane before, but now this feels almost right. I feel good. Great, actually. A little sleepy and kind of hungry, but definitely good. Thank you so much for all your help this morning, sir. You've really given me a lot to think about and consider. I am a masochist, and you are a sadist. A very good, very responsible sadist, from what I can see. You're also smart and sexy and sophisticated, and you seem like you know what you're doing. I think you know exactly how to hurt me and how to make me love every second of it. And that is simultaneously the most exciting and the most terrifying thought I've ever had. I don't know what you think about all this, and honestly, I should probably get some rest and eat and clean myself up and recollect myself fully before we talk about this, right? But I would love to discuss all of these things more with you during our appointment this afternoon. So, see you at 4:00.